So we are meeting with Alicia today, and we're following up on the 30-minute strategy session. We are recording the session just in case something brilliant comes out, and Alicia might want to go ahead and have the recording. So Alicia or Jill, is there anything specific we'd like to accomplish with Alicia today?
Yeah, Richard had just asked that we schedule this appointment for you and Alicia to talk. She is a phenomenal young woman from what Richard has shared with me. She's written actually two books. She had shared with me that she is working on her third book, a children's book, and so just kind of helping to move her forward and see how we can best add the best value.
Cool. Alicia, what would you like to accomplish in today's conversation?
I was very more open-minded about what I could necessarily take from it. I kind of stopped doing the program, and I was just interested in seeing what more I could learn.
Gotcha. Okay, so, and that's with the Renatus?
Yes.
Okay, and what level are you within Renatus?
I had just gotten to the part where I guess it was kind of like you had to pay for or setting up a plan kind of thing, and
okay.
I just stopped right there.
So were you at the IMA or Essentials level?
Yes, I passed that.
Okay, so you haven't invested into the Essentials, have you yet?
No, I haven't invested in anything.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay. Okay, so in reviewing over your notes, what are the two books that you've written, Alicia?
They're poetry books, and they're called The Irony of Many Things and Pre-Optimism. It's my second book.
And how did you, I mean, being an author, you know, not a lot of people are authors. How did you become an author?
I was in class, and I was writing some of my poetry, and my art teacher kind of, was like, what are you working on? And I told her what it was, and she read some of them, and she was just like, oh, this is really, really nice. And she introduced me to her publishers, and we went through a whole process.
And how much money did you make on the two books?
So far, I don't really sell the second book all too much because it costs a bit more. So I go on foot, and I've been selling my first book for about a year now, and I've made about almost $3,000.
Good for you. Good for you. So do you have to pay, is it like the publicist and stuff, have you spent money in getting your book published then?
No, because she introduced me to her people, it kind of was just like, you know, they're interested. I'm only 18, and the books are published, and it kind of just was like, oh, okay, and they liked it, and it just went like that way.
Okay, cool. And it looks like in the notes that you quit your job to live off your book income?
Yes, and I have pretty well. I just bought my first car, kind of a little Audi, and it's nice. And I've
what type of a job did you have?
I was bartending for a little while, even
okay.
18. And I was also, before that, I was working at a grocery store.
Okay.
And just like basic jobs.
Gotcha. And so, and you made it, looks like, $32,000 in 2016?
I think so, something around that.
Okay. And so that's doing pretty well financially, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you live at home or on your own?
I live at home.
Okay. And so, and what do your parents do for occupation?
My mother is, she works at a hair salon, and she manages that, and that's pretty much it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And your dad?
My father is no longer with us.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Okay. All right. And so what you'd like to change about yourself if it's a better financial situation?
I think so. I just was interested in seeing, definitely a better financial situation.
Okay. So, Alicia, help me understand something. How are you going to put yourself in a better financial situation if you quit your job?
I think I have a problem working for other people, and it's not... I've been looking into getting another job. It's not necessarily that I don't want little 9-to-5 jobs, and I don't want 7.25 and $9 jobs. I think that's what it is.
What do you
working
want?
Working for nothing. I appreciate working for myself, for sure, and working on my own time and, being able to see where the money is going necessarily because, 7.25 jobs, like working in a restaurant or things like that, a lot of the money goes to tax and everywhere but your pockets is really like working for free. So I just want to be able to see the money and make good money while working for myself or for a company that is treating me well as an employee.
Gotcha. So what type of company would you like to, would you like to own?
Right now I'm just working towards, I was thinking of a nonprofit. I don't really know. I'm kind of in the air about where I necessarily want to go as far as my business. I do have my brand, AZ Taylor Books and my poetry and stuff. I just got in Barnes & Noble, and so as my business continues to grow, I think I'm just becoming more open to the possibilities of where I could go financially and what I could do with my business.
Gotcha. Is there any other questions, Alicia, that I should have asked that I didn't ask or any additional information I should know that I don't know?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
What does transactional confidence mean to you?
I think definitely making investments that you're confident in or that you believe will benefit you, for sure.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Making investments that you believe will benefit you in a positive way. Will benefit
okay.
you. So.
Have you done any public speaking?
I have, yes. I do often, actually. I perform my spoken word and poetry.
Okay. And you're interested in real estate?
Yes, it looks like the money.
And why? What's your interest in real estate?
I think... For the most part, the money aspect and being able to talk to people is pretty easy for me, as well as, just looking at properties, working for myself, it doesn't seem like it's all too complicated outside of the business aspect.
Okay. And do you contribute, to the household expenses?
I do. I pay, I help pay rent, and then I also... have insurance now, but yeah.
So what's your total financial, monthly financial outlay?
I think about, close to 2,000.
2,000 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And how are you earning that now since you're unemployed?
Through selling my books as well and then performing. When I go out, there's a lot of festivals. I live in Atlanta in the middle of the city. So on average, I sell about 10 books a day, so that's $700 a week. And then when I get my donations while I go out and sell my books, as well as I perform and sell my books on top of the sales I may have made. And I sell the 10 books within a 3 to 4 hour period. So, and then online sales as well, because my book is available online at Amazon.com, my website, as well as Barnes & Noble. So my sales come in not just from going out and talking to people and selling through my public speaking, but also from my online.
So how much are you earning a month now?
Sales have definitely gone up, and I haven't calculated it. Let me see. It's about $700 a week based off, let me get my calculator, about $700 a week plus donations we get, that is like $500, and online, so that would be like about $3,400. So all my money is going into my household and then also flipping my books. $3,400.
A month?
Yeah, something close to that.
Okay. Do you think you'll be able to sustain that?
I have been, and I am doing that, but of course it does get tiring working for yourself and going out constantly, performing or selling my books in person every day. So I think that's why I was so interested in real estate, because I'd be able to slow down as far as going out and making these sales in person. Although it's not something that I mind. But
so
I will.
Probably, definitely. Alicia, just FYI, probably if you get into real estate or you get into any other business, probably you're going to have to work a lot harder than you are now in the short term to position yourself to earn more in the long term and have it be more residual.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
In the essentials, and Jill can correct me if I'm wrong, but the essentials, I believe, is $2,000 to get into that,
mm-hmm.
To get into the essentials program, and then to get into the extreme combo, which is really where you turn, Renatus, into like another revenue stream where you're selling the marketing. Is I think it's roughly $20,000 or something like that. Do you have, like, if you saw that there was a good, if you saw that Essentials was a good program to get into, would you be able to afford the $2,000?
Possibly, but I don't know. I'm just kind of skeptical about doing it in general.
Yeah,
kind of,
and it's not a problem. I understand. I just want to make sure, because you don't want to get really excited about doing something and then not be able to do it financially. That's a big letdown. So if you saw that it was beneficial to you, if you got excited about it, do you think that you would be able to invest the $2,000?
I definitely thought I could, yes.
Okay. All right. Alicia, do you have any questions for me?
I don't.
Okay. So, first off, congratulations. You're awesome on being an author. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, and our youngest of the 7 is 15, and he just finished writing his first book. And it's titled The Art of Seduction of the Masses.
Mm.
Yeah. And so that's awesome that you're doing it so young. That's really cool. So there's a number of different paths that I could encourage you to go down. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so one would be Renatus. It's not a quick fix. Easy money, it takes hard work like anything in life. It's just hard in the short term. And so that's involved in the real estate, education, the marketing, those types. So that would be option one. You can go down more than one path if you want. But option two Actually, we coach Richard. We're really engineers or architects, and we develop what's called an engine, a boss system, a business operating system for somebody's company. So we could coach you. It's called Action Vision. And people that go on Action Vision, on average, will see a 30 to 35% increase in work productivity within 30 to 60 days. We have over 95% of the people who are invited into the program that actually follow through. It's a very high follow through. And the accuracy is probably what's most amazing to people. And so you set a WOW income goal of $65,000. If we built you a plan, coached and mentored you, and helped you build systems, some are more, some are less. But if on average, if somebody does 90% of the plan, they'll get 94% of the results. If they do 50% of the plan, they get 54% of results. It's literally a scientific approach to move people from point A to point B. So that's Action Vision. So that's another path that you could do. That would go ahead and set up an engine for your business, for any business you'd have, for book selling, for speaking, for real estate, any business. You sound like quite an entrepreneur. So any business that you would have, you could use this engine to help run and create any business that's successful. So that's option two. Make sense?
With that, do you all get a percentage?
Of your business?
Yes.
We do not.
Okay.
There's three parts to the investment, and so in that one there's a very thorough assessment, which is $285 to do the assessment. There's a 12-month customized plan, which is $1,980 to develop the customized 12-month plan. And then the coaching and the mentoring and all the things that go along with that is $565 a month. There's no long-term contract. It's on a month-by-month basis. So you're not committed into anything long-term. But that, again, would be something that, you know, would develop the systems for you to run any business and all businesses you wanted to from that. Make sense?
Yes, I got it.
The third option would be what's called mastermind partnerships. It's through a nonprofit organization. You know, if individuals aren't getting into one-on-one coaching, or sometimes even if they are, that's a program I volunteer. I don't make any money on it, but I volunteer, and I refer a lot of people into it because it's an amazing program. It's called Mastermind Partnerships. And that program, if it was run by a for-profit company, it'd be $2,000 to $3,000 a month. It's that good. But because it's run through a nonprofit set it up, runs it and everything, it's only $300 a month. And then there are potential scholarships available if, you know, if somebody needs help on it, there's potential scholarships. So that's another option. A fourth option is young entrepreneurs, and that's through Legacy Partners. And so there's a, you know, that's partnering up, working, learning through other, you know, entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs in that area. So there's four different options. What's your intuition, Alicia? Would you say that you'd intuitively, you know, maybe like to tentatively or consider pursuing or gaining more information on?
I think probably young entrepreneurs or what was the one?
Mastermind seminars or Action Vision?
I think Action Vision.
Okay. All right. Okay. So on the Action Vision, the first step on the Action Vision is what's called a business X-ray. So it's a very thorough assessment of you and your business. It's $285. It looks at three dimensions, nine major areas, seven systems. It looks at over 40 areas of your business and life. It looks at what you're doing right, little tweaks you could do to improve. It looks at the four phases that every business must go through to really get running with, you know, without the entrepreneur, without the person who started it. And so the business X-ray is $285. It includes the initial interview. Jill or one of her associates would go through and do that, gather up all the information. It includes the full report, And then it includes a one-on-one over the phone and the internet review over the results of the business x-ray. And I would personally do that for you because I got to know you and I have a million ideas on things that I think could really help you accomplish not only your $65,000 goal, but actually bump that up to something potentially higher.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the first step, is doing the business x-ray. Once you did the business x-ray, then we would go through, review everything with you, and determine if, you know, if based on the x-ray, if you'd be a good fit for Action Vision, or if, you know, there would be something that might be a better fit for you, depending on your specific situation.
Okay.
So that would be the next step on the Action Vision. Make sense?
Yes.
Cool. Any other questions, Alicia, that you have?
No. That's pretty much it.
Okay. So do you want to do the business x-ray?
I'm interested, for sure, yes.
Okay. Did you want to schedule a time to do it?
How is... What's tonight? Thursday?
Yeah, let's take a look. Jill, what do you have available on Thursday?
Perfect. So Thursday looks like Elise has some openings.
Cool.
We could do as early as 1 o'clock, your time, Alicia?
Yes.
Does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
Fantastic. Well, I'll go ahead and get that scheduled then, Alicia, and I'll send you over an email, and then Elise will be calling you on Thursday at 1.
All right.
Okay. Any other questions, Alicia, that you have?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. 1 to 10, how direct would you like me to be with you?
You can be direct, yes, to 10.
Okay. So you remind me of my daughters. I have 4 daughters, and so I tend to be a very direct person. Sometimes people misunderstand that as being mean or harsh, but it's not meant to be that at all.
Okay.
With young women, I think that often in the business marketplace, I think young women, often people are not real direct with them. Maybe women in general, but especially young women. And I think that hurts them a lot in business, and they don't realize it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so business is a lot like football. It is a contact sport. I mean, and so, I think probably because you're 18, because I love what you've done, is normally I wouldn't be this direct with people, but it's out of care and compassion for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, young men, I think, have it harder. They're judged a lot harsher than young women. I think that a lot of times young men are perceived as being dumb and irresponsible. Any idea why young men are prejudiced as being dumb and irresponsible?
Honestly?
Yeah, no, honestly.
Because they come off that way. They are in those
right.
situations. So.
Right. The reason that so many people think they're dumb and irresponsible is because so many of them are.
Yes.
They just are. And so it's like young men whining about being, just be responsible. And so, but they're judged, like if I miss an appointment or if I'm late to an appointment, people will tend to think, well, he's 52 years old, he has 7 kids, he's probably got a good reason, a good excuse. you know, they just give me more room because they think I'm more responsible. When you're younger, and young men or young women, you won't get the room that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, if I'm late for an appointment, and Jill can verify that, like, I'm probably not 2 minutes late to an appointment every 3 months. I am a machine. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you don't want to miss appointments. You don't want to be late. That will kill you. You will be judged so harshly, unfairly. But that's just, so I was a young male, you know, I was in my early 20s, went out, did sales, and so I immediately knew I was dumb and irresponsible. That's what people perceived. It wasn't true, but that's what people's perception was. And so when you're a young woman, you cannot go ahead and give anybody any reason to go ahead and, because that will lock in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Cool. Any other questions that you have, Alicia?
No.
Okay. Well, congratulations on doing the business extra. I look forward to doing the review. I have so many ideas for you. I've been blessed to be an international speaker and author myself. And so there's so many really cool things that you can do to leverage your book even more than what you are. And I look forward to talking to you about that.
All right, thank you. And all I apologize. Right. I was having phone issues.
No worries. I mean, no worries. I'm just sharing that, you know, I'm just sharing that for your future benefit. I just hate to see young people, young entrepreneurs, young authors. I just hate to see them judged. Like, it's just not fair. But it's life, you know, like the, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's not fair that a zebra that's slow gets eaten by by mm-hmm. a lion. But that's just, you know, and the government and education and media, like nobody prepares young people for being an entrepreneur. Everybody's saying, well, it's fair, it's not fair. In business, you know, it is what it is, and it's only the survival of the fittest. And so I want to help you be one of those fit individuals.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Alicia. Have a great evening.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Questions?
No.
So this would be another good one to have Richard listen to. So yes. Richard, if you're listening to this, you know, I think, Richard, you and Jill are two of the most insightful people that I know, that you guys really, really get, like, what I do. Where you're just like, this guy is an artist. I mean, his ability to connect. And before my mom passed, she was at a coffee connection, and there were, you know, kids as young as 9, and then all the way up into their 70s. And they're male and female, all different ethnic groups. And she just, after she was done, she just shook her head, and she's like, Mark,